Next is a letter to Dr. Mayberry and Mr. Stoll regarding patient Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, last name Dowdell, D-O-W-D-E-L-L, date of birth is 1/14/1934. Dear Dr. Mayberry and Mr. Stoll, this one letter had the pleasure of seeing patient Beverly Dowdell in the office on 1/25/2013. Pretty as you recall, this is a 79-year-old Caucasian female, and this is female myself in the office on 6/12/2007 for evaluation refractory hypertension. Per, she'd been previously well controlled on Captisan. However, she developed a rash of diaphoresis and nausea and was changed to Diavan. Per, she did have problems with that medication, ultimately placed on clonidine. Per, this letter is from herself. She was asymptomatic, however, noted abnormal HCG. Per, she was advised for a stress test, and per, she refused pharmacologic stress testing, was unable to ambulate adequately for a treadmill stress test or stress echocardium. Per, echocardium completed on 6/26/2007. So mild to moderate left atrial enlargement, main or ventricular criteria, dementia per normal, mild conceptual left atrial hypertrophy, normal contractility. Per, LVEF of 6 to 65% with mild mitral secure stage, mild tricuspid stage, mild pulmonary hypertension. Per, it's been seen in multiple cases. Follow what last follow up? 1/27/2012, period. She presents her last echocardiogram completed on 2/2012 showed biatrial enlargement with right ventricular enlargement, period, main or ventricular carcinoma, dementia per normal, mild conceptual left hypertrophy, normal contractility, period, LV 55-60% with mild mitral regurgitation, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, as well as moderate pulmonary hypertension, period. She presents today for follow-up, period. She is doing well, period. She has any chest discomfort per se, shortness, breath arrest, nausea, and diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, or thought in a or exertional dyspnea. Pre-paragraph on physical exam, vitals as follows. Heart rate of 54, respiratory rate of 14, blood pressure 148/80, weight is 227 pounds, height is 5'4", period. HENT is unremarkable, there's no JVD or carburetors noted, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2/6 systolic murmur, period. No S3S4 noted, period. PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. External horn dry without cyanosis, pallidium, period. Pulse are intact, times 4 extremities, period. Paragraph 12, lead ECG down the off-stage shows sinus bradycardia at 48 beats a minute with poor airway progression, left axis deviation, otherwise unremarkable ECG, period. Paragraph, and pressure 1 mild mitral regurgitation, extra moderate tricuspid regurgitation, extra moderate pulmonary hypertension, extra hypertension, extra gastroesophageal reflux disease by history. Period. Paragraph, recommendation number 1, patient to continue coronary artery preventive medication. Patient number 2, patient follow-up 1 year prior as needed. Period. Paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to proceed care of this patient. Question concerns, please know that to contact me, sign us sincerely, Dr. William Gill at Camadillo.